you have decided to catch up on the Kennedy Molloy Drive Show. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the Big Friday. Bang, you heard me right. Friday edition of Kennedy Molloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hi, Mick.
Hello,
Molloy.
Dangerous Dave.
G'day, guys.
And guess what? We can go out and have a drink.
Yes.
As long as you're eating
we
something.
Can.
Oh, you
can't
eat
go to the bar.
Got to eat.
And then you've got to give them your number. And then you've got to leave a contact address. And you may have to sign up with an app. But it is still possible
we
in this town
mind.
To have a drink on a Friday.
That's okay.
That's the world we live in. What's on today, Jane?
Well, we love it because it's Clown of the Week. Oh, and you feature right up the top.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't think that. Why. I couldn't think
you
why.
Can't? Oh, well, let's I'll remind wonder. You. It involves singing.
On that note, can I say
yes?
The word around town about my new single, my cover,
yes,
of Puddle of Mudd's cover, of Nirvana's cover,
the original,
that's
about
the word.
A girl.
Yeah,
words around town. I believe offers are on the table. I believe Michael Gadinski could be ringing into today's program
from Mushroom Frontier. What
to
are you kidding?
Michael's very tired.
On
he's
the table.
Very. He doesn't really. He won't mean.
You've
it.
Heard. You've heard that, Sony. Clock's ticking.
You wanna... Are you putting it down to Dennis Hanlon, are you?
Yeah.
Putting the challenge
Hanlon,
out?
You've got my number.
Jeez.
You know,
you're outrageous.
We are on
that's
deck.
Hey,
yes, have you got any clowns, keep them up your sleeve. We want to hear who
we've got
are,
some rippers today. We're going to have Denise Scott as our special
guest.
Awesome. Always
fantastic.
Great.
She's so good.
When Denise Scott
I
swings by the studio.
Denise.
Was she on Studio 10 when you were on Studio 10?
No, she wasn't that day. She does special stories, but because of COVID, she hasn't been able to be out and about. She's like their news hound, their news reporter.
So she'll be coming in. We look forward to
she
that.
She will. Hey, remember this story that came out during the week that what? Kids can't jump as far as they used to?
Oh, my God. Kids today.
We are definitely going to get to that today because we're also going to clown kids.
We're going to clown
who
kids.
Who can't jump as far.
So it'll be kids today. What, what we
what
were
else
like,
can't they
what
do?
They were like. Yeah. Idiots.
Mm. We've been reminiscing and we've come up with some really bizarre things that we used to do that kids can't
cool.
do today.
So. Hey, we're going to have the Weekend Review, the Song Whisperer. There's a bit else going on. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets.
Okay,
but always fun to convene on a Friday.
Well, of course. Mm. It is. And
yeah. Hey, I had a bit of a funny. I came to work today and I was sitting at my desk and I'm wearing a black T-shirt.
Yeah.
That's what I've worn a lot.
Right.
And I go... Ah, jeez, I am getting fat. Like this whole lockdown thing, you know, because it's really tight.
Right.
Anyway, then I look down and I realise I'm wearing two T-shirts.
So are you telling me you put on one T-shirt and then you forgot and then you put another T-shirt on?
No.
what happened?
What I did is I put a T-shirt on, then I put my hoodie on, which I wore last night, which still had a T-shirt inside it. So... I've already wearing a tee.
Yes.
I go, I better get going. And I've whopped it on and slipped inside another T-shirt.
And then the hoodie. And
the hoodie.
Oh, man.
For a minute I thought, you know, it might be your time. Might be need to put you somewhere.
like it's an easy mistake, but I was toasty warm.
I bet.
If a little tired.
Very toasty. Hey, great show last night on the front
thank you very much.
Dominated
too,
to
by
back.
The way. Well done last
winning
night.
The ratings for Channel 7. We're happy
awesome.
With too. Thank you. Very kind of you.
Yeah, good show.
That's all right.
That was nice. What have you been doing? Jane, have you... Should I hear it's your birthday next Tuesday?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
Jane. Next Tuesday.
Well, it's a big celebration because my kids finally go back to school. So that's a great gift,
that
I
is
have
fantastic.
To say.
So that's next Tuesday. Because, of course, Monday's a public holiday.
Mm.
And I think I speak for everyone when I say that's just what we need right now.
Yeah.
A day where we can just sit at home
more
with
of
nothing to do.
Another
and
day
not
off.
Not go to work.
Not be able to.
And just sit around.
Do things.
Mick, you know what I've been doing today is though I was making an appointment, or I have been this week, because remember what you gave me as a birthday present last year?
I can't remember. I'm sure it was
well, let me remind everybody, yes, you gave me Botox.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I did indeed.
Some
I gave
people
you
a
gift voucher for Botox.
You gave me a gift voucher for Botox with love. And some may see that as slightly offensive to give a woman some Botox, but I'm very happy to receive it. But unfortunately, where I said there's only one man I'd go to, that's Dr. Chris Moss, who is a plastic surgeon. And I said, he's the only one I'll go to. But in COVID, they've been locked down, shut down.
Oh, no.
Oh my God.
No so talks. I haven't been able to go. It was running out, the voucher.
No.
So I've got on the bat phone and jeez. I think next week
Are you going to do it?
You're in.
So I'll do a before and after.
Yeah. Crow's feet?
I will. Did you say crow's feet?
Is that what? I don't know where you get done.
Dave?
What do you mean? I've got no crow's feet. Shut up.
You got to get your boobs done while you're there? Or...
Oh, that's a bit down the track. There's a few other things before that that needs fixing. There's a few other departments we might look at. Well, this is going to cost me a fortune, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Forget your voucher.
Why? What's happening? Oh, you're going to go to the full...
I don't know.
You don't need Botox anymore.
Oh, thank you, Dave.
Jane, it was for a rainy
day. A little off the mark with you, Mick.
I said to you when I gave it to you, I said, this is for one day, and it may come in handy. It's a little get out of jail free card
where
it all falls apart. I'm very open.
I'm open with it. I'm not shying away from it, and I'm just going to see what happens.
Yeah. So. All right. Hey, I can't wait to see. That'll be Tuesday. We've got a big show. We better get into it. Clown of the Week coming up after this.
Oh, it's Friday.
Yeah, this is our Friday song, by the way. It's The Cure, Feeling Good for the Weekend.
Yeah,
and by the way, we're giving away that Tempur mattress today worth $10,000 if you're a caller today as well.
You're still in the running. Still in the running.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
There are many contenders.
What a performance by Five Stars.
Like a carry for the car. Hey.
I don't sweat.
Sorry. But it can't always be this guy.
Really, it's a badge of honour, right?
Who will be...
Shut up.
Clown of the Week.
Who's that? Is that me?
Is that you trying to speak with a raspy voice?
Yeah.
Was that me? No.
I'm pretty sure.
Get me Maddie in here.
All right.
Maddie's done the highs and the lows this week.
Thank you, Maddie, for putting
us together. Hey, why don't we start Clown of the Week with a call? We've got John from Newcastle giving us a call. John,
kick
it off. Who do you think we should clown?
The old mate, the old ScoMo, to get off his front lawn.
The old mate.
ScoMo's throwing money around like the 10-armed bandit because he's getting off his property.
He should have invited him in for a drink. It could have worked.
Can we remind everybody, this was the medium scrum. They were standing on his on his lawn.
Yeah, reseeded.
And he was about to make a big policy announcement. Mm. It's a huge announcement.
And to do with home loans and things like that for renovations. Let's just have a listen, shall we, to what happened when our Prime Minister's standing on this man's lawn.
10,000 Australians.
Everyone get off the grass, please.
Sure. Let's just move back from there.
Hey, guys, I've just reseeded that.
Yeah, please, thing.
Sorry, mate.
It's all good. Thanks. And I was talking about the first home loan deposit thing.
You know what? And I just say, I have to give kudos to ScoMo there for handling that very calmly. And with good humour.
Sorry, mate, I'm there.
Sorry, I'll get
compare
off.
That to, John, compare that to what's going on in with the leader in America who's just gassed the people standing on his front lawn.
Yep.
So he can go to church. Hey, good
Thank
on you, John.
Thank you very much for that.
Hey, John,
we might go to another call
John, do you like a beer? Do you like a beer?
Slab a bit my lane coming my way, Dave.
Oh, okay, then.
You know the drill.
John's announced his own.
Got the credits away. Well done, buddy.
Good on you, John. Prick lane coming your way.
Hey, Mick, I want to go straight to another call.
Sure.
And I refuse to take this as a criticism, but James, go ahead.
Yeah, Jane, you're clown of the week, right?
Yeah, well said.
Better get your story straight here, mate. What?
Nah, look, honestly, Mick, your musical prowess.
Thank you.
Is absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
And it is the absolute, it is the worst case of tall poppy syndrome.
Give me a break.
She's in a band called High Fidelity, and they did highly strung, and they weren't that good.
Mm.
And so she doesn't like seeing me break away from the pack.
Mm.
I'm clowning you.
Can we play, James, well done. Can we play a bit of the song so people know what we're talking about?
This is your cover of Puddle of Mudd's cover of Nirvana's original About a Girl. Mick Malloy.
Yes.
And Calvo.
I'm standing in your line. I do hope you have the time. I do pick a number two. I do keep a drink with you.
Wow.
I'll take advantage while you hang me out to dry. But I can see you every night, Mickey.
Some of those notes are hard to hear. Some of those notes you really got to climb into.
Yeah.
No. What do you mean?
Oh, look at that.
Some people said that you had a severe case you needed to have. some tablets. Because you're a little strange.
Jane, you've just been clowned by James, by the way, and you're still at it.
Oh, well,
James, you can't talk any sense into some
off
people.
A duck's back.
It's haters. I know how Taylor Swift feels. You know, everyone comes for her. Feel the same.
Well, you're in the draw for the tempered bed, by the way, James.
Good on you, James.
It's happen this
you're
afternoon.
A good man. What else have we got? Oh, can I mention, we did ScoMo as Prime Minister. Can we do the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau?
Don't clown him.
Well, I don't want to clown him, but it's just so I can play the audio. Of him. Well, let's clown Trump and say
this. That's better.
Here's Justin Trudeau when asked a question about Trump that he really didn't want to answer. Have a listen to the length of the pause he takes, and we haven't touched this.
No.
And you can actually hear him umming and ahhing and shuffling around in the background. Have a listen.
You've been reluctant to comment on the words and actions of the U.S. president, but we do have Donald Trump now calling for military action against protesters. We saw protesters tear gas yesterday to make way for a presidential photo op. I'd like to ask you what you think about that. And if you don't want to comment, what message do you think you're sending?
We all watch in horror.
Wow.
Wow,
speaks a thousand words.
That's in a hot seat. That's a guy on the square. And why don't we go to the last one? You had something you wanted to, you reckon I'm in trouble, Jane?
Yes. I suggested that this might blow up in your face. Mm. And I don't like to be proven wrong.
This is in Gone Wild.
Or correct. This is Gone Wild. I was talking about a happy story about dolphins bringing presents to a cafe that people used to go
to because
of COVID.
Story. Really
they
good.
Couldn't go. The dolphins go, what have we done wrong? Yeah. You suggested dolphins are good for sashimi.
I did. And then I said, there's another story about dogs that when we go, that there'll be an abundance of dogs. Sorry, and I may have suggested they could be taken out and dumped or put down.
Terrible, and you don't mean that,
by a certain service. I think I said, was it Jim's?
I think you said Jim's mowing. Yeah. Now, that's very interesting that you said that.
And you attacked me.
Terrible thing to say. Oh,
well, I did.
You said it could blow up in my face, is the words
I
you
said
used.
It would happen. Mm. And can we just have a little listen? This was on our podcast of Kennedy Malloy, and it goes straight to an ad break.
Yeah, here it is.
Let's have a listen. Take it back. You don't.
We know
mean
you
that.
Don't mean it.
I know you
Jim's
don't.
Jim's put down. Jim's
no.
Jim's dumping
don't
service.
Don't associate Jim with your creepy idea.
Turn your microphone off. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Are you ready for a career change? How about a Jim's Mowing franchise? Right now, we're looking for new franchisees, and we're guaranteed work.
Oh my God!
Now we need to point out those.
Thank you. We have to say first of all. Thank you, Jim's Franchising.
We do.
For advertising big with fans. Us. And Jim's Franchising is like, it's ubiquitous. Yeah. There's
he's
so many
as big as it gets, but that's pretty funny. What were the chances of that happening? And they're picked randomly, those.
Yeah, we don't even have any say where they pop in.
You know what's good coverage for Jim? And a couple of good ideas.
No, they're not great ideas at all.
For their next boardroom meeting, they can kick those around.
Hey,
all I want is a little slice
back?
Of the action, Jim.
Okay.
Can we get some more clowns
We're going to do some more. 1-3-3-5-3, get involved.
Give us your calls.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Michael Gudinski, music mogul, is going to join us.
He wants to hurry up. As my phone is ringing.
From
I've had
record company.
Warner Music. Warner Music, Sony.
Billy McLeod's called.
Sony will be Dennis Handlin, I know. Still
I'll let
number.
You handle it with Michael. You can do your own negotiating. Yeah. I'm going to stay out of it because I don't think it's really going to come off.
Because he's signed some of the greatest Australian artists.
My issue with him, Michael, is you want like a 6-record deal or something.
And
I'm not prepared to do that.
Okay.
And he can have a little chunk alive,
okay.
But not publishing.
The whole.
Not publishing.
Well, that's where the money is.
What about clips?
Oh, yeah.
Who are you going to get to film your videos?
Oh, yeah. I'm probably going to do those on security footage. It's already in existence. Hey, we're in the clown of the week. I'd like to clown our last caller.
Oh,
you can't.
John?
No, John, in the last break, mate, it's my privilege to give away a case of Bricklade, occasionally the lager or the pale ale, which is very fine as well.
Beautiful.
But when you can't come up and award it to yourself and then tee up the deal with Dave. Have a listen.
Straight
John, do you
away,
like
me.
A beer?
Slab of Bricklade coming my way, Dave.
Oh, okay, then, John?
You know the drill.
John's announced his own.
Got the credits away.
He's very cocky.
How does that happen?
Anyway, he's got it, hasn't he?
Well,
well done.
It could be slow.
I would like to clown someone that I was a fan of.
Who?
David Guetta.
Oh, yeah?
Producer, musician, worldwide. He's probably almost a billionaire. I'm not kidding. This guy's super famous.
Biggest DJ
he's
in the world.
He's a DJ, right?
Yeah.
He's the biggest DJ in the world, but he releases records with other people, you know, Lady Gaga, et cetera, and Sia, all that. Okay. His part in acknowledging the horrendous occurrences during the week following the death of George Floyd. George Floyd. He put out a tribute. What he did, though, was he misguidedly, I think, as a white French man standing on the rooftop of a luxury New York hotel, he did a bit of a disco number. And if you listen carefully, you'll hear who the tribute is to.
All right, David Guetta.
The world is going through difficult times, and America too, actually. And I made a special record.
I have a dream.
And if you see the clip, you've got to have a look because he gets down and funky with it too. Like he gets into his tunes and he starts, you know how the two-handed DJ sort of.
The sad thing is he meant that. He meant that. His heart was in the right place.
He was trying to bring something to the table,
but it's just misread the room.
Yes.
I would like to say.
Misread the room.
All right.
Anyway.
Good call. Hey, let's go to our major story right now, which, Jane, you brought to the table earlier. It was a study done in the University of Tasmania regarding the kids today. Have a listen.
University of Tasmania have described their findings as, quote, quite alarming. What they have found is in 1985, kids could jump as high as 1.5 metres. Now they can only jump 1.3 metres. This has all got to do with the fact kids aren't as fit anymore and they don't have as much muscle strength.
Bunch of little fatties.
Wow. Well, the tape measures are a little shonky.
What's happening is physicality is becoming less important and good dexterity on
screen time.
And your ability to identify.
Yeah.
This is incredible. Kids today, where's it going to end?
Mm. Well, this first came to my attention when I was at school in primary school with some of my guys and a pickup. There would be a big fig tree. And all the kids would start to climb it. No, you're not allowed to climb the tree. Occupational health and safety, right?
Yeah.
So kids couldn't climb trees. Another thing to do with strength and muscles.
Well, I learned all my major lessons.
Me too, Tarzan.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, that hurt.
Yeah, so you can't do that. So we were thinking, what else?
What is it the kids can't do today that we used to do routinely?
Well, I mean.
Can I give you one? Yeah. I'll give you one.
Go ahead.
So have you seen these stupid trampolines? These stupid trampolines they've got these days.
They're very safe,
got like
Nick.
A netting up around it.
Yes.
So little precious Timmy
couldn't possibly
fall off. Mm. Double bounce his mate. Or have any fun whatsoever.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That is off the chain.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, when I was the same age as my boys now, I was at a party. I was at Astrid Julish's house.
Right.
I took her dog, which was a Newfoundland. Big dog.
I took it and
I dropped it off a first floor balcony onto the trampoline. It bounced off onto its feet, walked off a wheel.
Oh, my God.
That was a standing ovation.
Yeah, okay.
I did babysit children, and one of the children did get his scrotum caught in one of the springs.
That would really hurt.
So that's why they are dangerous. So unfortunately, they were very dangerous.
That's a learning experience.
So that's improved.
What's he learned?
Well, what about me? I was smoking grade six. What's wrong with my children? Why can't you have a fag in grade six like me and my girlfriends? Whoop, light up. You know, what happened to the good old days?
Grade six, okay, a bit young.
Probably gone a bit far.
What about knock and run on a house?
Oh, we used to do that
all the
time.
You will get arrested if you do that.
That's exactly
right. It's outrageous.
Right. Yeah. What about, here's something that happened to me the other day. With my boys, and I was down at my neighbour's house. We were down on the Mornington Peninsula. We're overlooking Bass Strait, 100 metres off the shore.
Very dramatic.
There is a rescue. The Westpac helicopter
is
doing circles. Okay. You're going, no, there's something going
Sun's
on.
Up.
You can hear it. The weather's coming down. I go, boys, come and have a look at this. Mm. To me, this would have been the biggest adventure of my childhood.
Of course.
Mm. So the guy's coming down on a winch.
Jeez.
Right, the guy's going up on the winch.
Great
the helicopter's
watch.
There. We, me and my neighbour, we've got the binoculars out.
You
going, you have a look.
This is amazing.
Turn around and go, what do you reckon, boys? And they're inside with a Fitbit trying to change a setting.
What is
wrong with kids?
My God.
That would have been the biggest story of my year
when
I was a kid.
Yeah.
I was at that Canberra Zoo, you know, the one where the animals are so close.
You told me about this. This is brilliant.
Yeah, we're in a hotel room. There's giraffes on the balcony that you can feed.
Yeah.
They literally have their head in a window.
Yes.
Come on, guys. Oh, my God. It's two giraffes. Let's feed them. 3 minutes, that. I turn around to get another carrot out. Next minute. They're back on a PlayStation. A giraffe is at
the
window.
It's a game changer.
There's a giraffe with his head in the window.
This will never happen again in your lifetime.
That's right.
Go and look at the giraffe. 1-3-3-5-3. Kids today, come on. Let's get into the differences between now and then.
What you could do with
what have you noticed?
Yeah.
Give us a bell.
Get involved and it might be you that walks away with a brand new $10,000 Temper mattress.
It's going off, the Temper.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Denise Scott to join us in the second hour. She's going to be on. I think she's on Have You Been Paying Attention Monday night. By
well, way. There we go. Shooting the lights out. Yeah. Oh, straight after MasterChef. Channel 10 owned that night. Mm. Hey, we're talking about kids today and how they don't stack up. Well, they don't have the same experiences as us. They're just a bunch of trained monkeys chained to their laptop, their iPad, their tablet. We used to climb trees.
We used to get out and about.
Mm. And what piques your interest? Can I tell you, here's something that's never coming back. Mm. What? Billy cards.
Oh, yeah.
Now, remember Billy cards?
I do.
Now, how's this for a foolish undertaking?
Right.
Yeah. Not only was it built with your father.
Yes.
Who would sit there and hand make it and
they're together.
He was the one who would also push you down the hill that is not roadworthy. Nah.
What was one thing that was always missing from a Billy card?
A helmet?
From its inception.
Brakes.
A brake.
Yes. There was always a way.
The brake was something that bothered me.
Oncoming traffic was an issue, let's be honest. Yeah, you had to time it just right.
Yep.
But that's a good one. Let's get into it. Brett.
All right.
Hey, Brett.
Hello. Hey, Jane, Mick, hiya.
Yeah, hello. Yeah. What is it, buddy? What did we do that the kids don't do today?
Mate, these kids these days are stuck to their laptops and their iPads.
Yeah.
They don't even play cricket with the wheelie bins. They don't kick the footy. They can't ride their bike because all the traffic and the cars on the road.
So the footy and the cricket's an interesting one. Because out the front on your street, we used to, and this used to be how we grew up. You'd be kick the ball, car.
Yeah, that's right.
Somebody shout out car, and you'd all run off the road.
Yeah,
and then you would reconvene, and away you would go.
Yeah, that's right.
And that was how it was.
Yeah.
But that's not the kids' fault ultimately, because some old biddy will probably call the coppers now. There'll be a charge. The councils are much more bolshy than they ever used to be.
There's a million reasons, but it's gone the way of the dodo.
Yeah,
we're not blaming the kids time. We're just saying that the times have changed.
Yeah,
their options are limited. That's why. Get them indoors where they can't hurt anyone, where they can't put a cricket ball through a neighbour's window.
Cotton wall.
Michael's on the line. Michael.
Michael.
What do you remember that's not about today?
The old monkey bars and the roundabouts in the playgrounds.
Oh, yes.
So they don't have those anymore. They don't have the roundabout, do they?
I haven't seen those for a long time.
Geez, that used to get up ahead of steam.
Oh, yeah.
The whizzy dizzy.
You really build up some centrifugal force.
Oh, my God. I terrify those things.
They could go very fast.
You come off that and
I've had a few toddlers sort of that dun, 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 as they're approaching it, going out of control and going, oh, no, what's going to happen?
The monkey bar, look, we've all come off the Tanbark Park with some...
that's right. Covered in...
broken wrist or something. That's just part of growing up. Roscoe.
Yeah. Hello, Roscoe.
What's going on, guys?
What are the kids, what would they know nothing about?
Oh, look, they wouldn't know anything about firecrackers, Mickey.
Firecrackers?
Oh, yeah.
The old Tom Thumbs and the Penny... big penny bangers.
Well, the double bunger. No. The double bunger was the one that nearly got me up on federal charges.
Oh, yeah.
The neighbour would build himself a new letterbox and bang, away it goes.
Yeah. Well, I put a double bunger in a federal letterbox, which apparently is a crime punishable by...
How did you not end up in a boys' home?
Because I was about six or seven.
In an orphanage or something.
And then you get a Roman candle and chase your brother around the garden, pointing them at each other.
That's terrifying.
What's a Roman candle? It just goes out the back,
You're like a wizard from Harry Potter.
That's right. Was it Guy Fawkes Night? That was the night that you had the firecracker night, wasn't it?
You nailed the Catherine wheel to the back fence and then...
we did that. We used to do that. The good fun days. Now they just have to have a sparkler and it's pathetic.
A sparkler and a cake. There you go. Why don't we go to Brett?
All right.
Brett, what's caught your imagination? What are the kids missing out on?
Oh, what I did when I was 10 in 1970, we had our only holiday up to Queensland and Dad had a HT wagon bench seat, so the front seat had no seatbelt. and my job, the three brothers and sisters are in the back seat and I got to sit there, and then when Dad wanted a cigarette, he'd give me a nudge, and I'd push in the fancy lighter, buy the cigarette for him. And then Mum would say, well, I'll have one as well while we're there. And so I'd spent my time from Sydney to Queensland lighting fags.
I relate to that, great Brett. Story. I think those that's incredible.
That's what this segment should be called. Yeah. Those were the days. Hey, slab of Brick Lane coming your way,
Brett,
big fella.
That's Mick, I've told you after my parents' dinner parties, and they used to have two a week at least, that my sister and I, when they're all absolutely blind, we would have the leftovers from when they first arrived. They'd have gin and tonics or a brandy and dry. And my sister and I just go around and just skull at about the age of 10 all the leftover drinks. Wow. That is why my sister and I have a problem today.
Yeah, so I was going to say, that does explain a lot. It really does. Yep. Hey, I think we've got time for one more. Let's do it. Michelle's on the line. Michelle, what have you noticed?
Hello. How are you? Well, I think kids really missing out on just being able to have that freedom to go wandering. And, so my brother and I, we had a laneway behind us. And we used to be able to just get on our bikes, go for a ride. And we used to have great adventures. And I remember one, there was this, the back of one of the stores in the laneway, and we found this really nice doll, and it was all blown up, and we thought it was very exciting, and we brought it home to show Mum and Dad, and they took it off us and threw it away.
The roaming. They're just saying, see you, Mum and Dad, at 9 in the morning. But coming back when it's dark, they have no idea where you are all day. I relate to that.
My sisters went for a walk and set fire to Hawker Hill.
Did they?
Yes. They denied it. Tried to pin it on me.
You
make a good point that I remember my mum when I was a kid used to say, the only writing instructions, be home by dark.
That's it.
Yep. Wouldn't ask where you were or what you were doing. And she still says that. She goes, Michael, be home by sunrise. Yeah. well done, everybody. We get the idea. When we come back, the music industry's in a lather. This is a bidding frenzy.
That's one way to explain it.
Kedinsky, I have a relationship with you, but it doesn't guarantee you anything, mate. This is a cutthroat business.
Michael Kedinsky next.
Money talks.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Denise got to join us in the second hour. We have the Song Whisperer coming up soon as well. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy.
I tell you what I'll be doing soon, Song Whisperer.
What's that?
My new hit.
Oh, your cover of a cover of a
cover. So I've done a cover of Puddle of Mudd's cover of Nirvana's cover. Yeah. Of About a Girl. And it's going gangbusters. The music industry's turned itself upside down.
Is that right?
It's called Buzz.
Okay.
It's called Fizz. They're all getting fizzed up. And
to
be honest, it's a bit of a bidding war.
Oh.
And, you know, I have certain friends in the business, but, hey, money talks. Pony up, boys, if you want to get a chunk of this action. This will go gold.
You're very confident about this, aren't you, Mick? Is this your life dream to be a superstar of music?
Never occurred to me until about a week ago. And then I thought, I'll put this down.
Then it only seems fair that you should have such an opening,
It's just blown up. And I've recorded it in front of a live audience, and it's an unplugged version. I'll play it to you. Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we introduce... Here he is. I knew he'd come nosing around. It's like seagulls squabbling over a chip at the moment. Michael Kedinsky. Michael, how are you?
Oh, I'm absolutely in shock. I'm an emotional wreck because it's the last night, hopefully, of Series 1 of the State of Music.
He hasn't even listened to anything I've just said.
Don't worry, let him go on.
I've listened to everything and I'm in shock because you're a multi-platinum artist.
Thank you.
If you mucked it up, I said mucked it up on Mushroom, I'll be destroyed. So let's go, baby.
You're ready to go because there's a bit of a bidding war. I haven't heard back from Sony yet. But, I mean, obviously...
That's very disrespectful to bring up Dennis Hanlon when we're talking to Michael Kedinsky.
Yeah. Obviously, our connection, Michael, puts you in the driver's seat because we've got history. I'm a three-time ARIA winner, of course, in your stable. And I'm going to play this to you and we'll get your reaction off the back.
One question. Have you played it to Jane first?
James?
Michael, I'm staying out of this because it's really embarrassing for me.
By the way, I'm doing this interview from the famous back bar at the Kedinsky House where you and I were, if you remember that legendary night where the only way to get you out was for you, me, and just a couple other people to go out at 5:30 a.m.
No, that's right. And I remember Sue came in and said, Mick, you and Wendy Stapleton need to leave now. So just so we get there, and this, I want you to just drink this in because I know you're a man of visionary. So here's Puddle of Mudd first. They did it. This was their color. In your life, I do hope you have the time. So what I've done is I've taken it to next
that,
level.
That is so bad.
That is so bad. Well, wait till you hear me. I've cleaned it up. This says one word to me, Grammy.
Oh,
listen up.
Jeez. All right, here it is. Mick Molloy. About to go.
I'm standing in your line. I do hope you have the time. I do pick a number two. I do keep a drink with you. I'll take advantage while you hang me out to dry. But I can't see you every night, Mickey. I do, yeah, baby, I do.
Wow. Wow. Michael? Hello?
Hello. I suggest you're in Dennis Hanlon now. Is that really your voice?
That's my voice. And by the way, that's the remix when I went back into the studio and added some cowbell, yeah, which I think just puts it
Listen,
over the top.
You've got a huge, successful career. You're a multi. You want a whammy? That is an absolute piece of crap.
You know, have you noticed I'm staying out of this? I was just waiting for you to hang yourself, Mick. Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
I love it.
With me. Seriously. I love having fun, but you're taking the piss out of yourself.
You're not.
Sorry.
You can't say that word on the radio, unfortunately.
Well, no, he knows that.
So we cleaned it up.
We'll just go
Don't
over
do it
that.
Again,
we'll
though,
clean it
we're
up.
We're live.
I didn't mean to do that. I meant muck it up.
Thank you.
Seriously,
Michael would be shaking. He's so irate about
he's
my...
He's alive.
Do you know what you're going to go down as, Michael? Have you seen Bohemian Rhapsody? Remember the guy who didn't sign Queen? Remember the guy who said...
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God,
I guarantee you, mate.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, mate. People
and
are
it
go,
worked.
Is it true, Michael? Did he come to you first? And you'll go, yes. And he ended up...
Michael, you've noticed that I've been very quiet this segment. I've been very quiet for a good reason.
If that becomes a hit record, I will get down on my knees.
Careful about getting down on your knees in the music industry, Michael.
You made a very powerful enemy, Kaczynski. No,
seriously, Mick, don't give up. Yeah. Don't give up.
Hey, right. See, you have distressed Michael Gudinski so much.
Yeah.
You've rattled him, and it's disrespectful to even
play. Can I come on your show? Is it
that
state
kind of
state
crap
of music?
Music? No, that's the crappiest music. You can't do that to someone who is a purveyor and a visionary. Yeah. Yeah. And a talent spotter like Michael is. So don't do it again.
The voice of reason, JK. Seriously, Mick, after we've won all those awards, what are you doing?
I would be an Australian's Travelling Wilburys if there's a group. I would go straight
I'm going to say
in.
Now, Michael, I'm going to be the voice of reason, as you know, tonight. The final state of music. Everybody, get on board. It is fantastic tonight, 7:30.
It's gone past you, Michael. You can't identify it anymore. Hey, you're stuck in the 70s.
Can I get a word in? I'm living in the 70s. Don't you worry.
Yeah,
put me on the map.
It's all gone past you.
Tonight, there's a special moment in the show.
Right.
We are doing... In the centre of the MCG, where Richmond will be playing Collingwood.
No,
I'm staying neutral on this.
I'll be playing the MCG. I'll be doing the grand final at MCG.
Shush, Mick. Let Michael tell his story.
We're listening to Michael.
We are trying. Thanks, Jane. We are doing.
Sunbury's done, mate. Sunbury's
shut up.
Thank you, Jane. God's sake. Do I have to get my wife to shut you up?
Yes, Sue will come down. She'll give you a punch.
Stella Donnelly are playing in the smack centre of the G.
Yep, and, that's huge.
The G were huge. Mm. We're doing the DMAs, who are one of the greatest Australian rock bands at the State Library.
What if I had some harmonica?
You said to me 2 or 3 years ago, we'd get into any of these venues. It's just been amazing. Mm. I'm going to have to break out big red because I'm going to be emotionally missing the show.
You're going to break out a big red just for the occasion. Right, well, we'll drink to you.
Yeah.
Got to go, Michael. There's other people queued up on the phone.
Michael.
We're trying to get through.
Don't you let me set that to Dave Grohl.
Don't you dare.
All right. Well, the final state of music streams
Michael.
Tonight. Website, YouTube as well, Facebook as well, 7:30 Eastern Time. The DMAs, Frente, Temper Trap, Cat Empire, Violent Soho, more. Be amazing.
Who am I working
Michael
with?
Gudinski.
Kennedy
How Malloy.
Can I work with this?
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
With Jane, the Song Whisperer.
You're listening to Kennedy Molloy, Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy.
Gadinski, gone. Yesterday's man.
Gadinski, who had to listen. But Michael's a man who is a doyen of the industry and who hears and has the most talented people in Australia musically. And I think, honestly, Michael reacted when he heard your singing really realistically and true. And
because
was
I was
really
having a
offended.
Go, wasn't I? I was really trying. What do you think?
Is that your best?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yep, that is.
Really?
Well, that's terrible.
Dave, you
and
take that tone.
He was absolutely appalled.
I just had strips torn off me. He did. Radio.
Well, that's why he should probably be a judge on The Voice.
That's right. It's brutal honesty. He's a record company executive.
Get me Guy Sebastian.
Is going to be even more brutal.
I'm going to go into his camp. I will be on
it. What do you mean in his camp?
I'm going to go on The Voice and win.
You know what? Let's get Sebastian on the line next week. I want to talk to him about it.
Right, we'll get them all on the line. Mm. We'll get who's the head of Motown.
Who's Guy the... will be. Guy is going to be on the show next week.
Is he? Right.
Done.
Yes, he is.
Yep,
because Whitney.
Excellent. He's heard
Whitney
the,
and
he's
I.
Heard the buzz.
Whitney and I are the voice of reason in this program, and Guy likes us.
Yeah, but as an artist, you've got to take criticism. That's part of it, you know. Like you've got to, you can't let it.
Well, yeah,
rattle
you have to be open to criticism.
You do, otherwise you'll never succeed.
That's pretty hurtful.
That's coming from Dave.
Hang in there, man.
All right, Song Whispers in. Big singer now. I mean, you can't just, this is my dream. This has been my dream
such
for days.
Such a dream.
For days
don't be pathetic. Don't denigrate all the hundreds of millions of people who seriously want to have a career in
music.
Yeah,
but they just don't have enough talent. I have enough talent to get this across the line.
I'm strained.
There's a lot of people out there who just have high ideals and they're not up to it. I am an open class. Contender.
Do you know how I feel like now? Trudeau. I just don't want to speak about
him. Right. So whisper.
All right. This man is alone in a desolate location. He wants to contact his lover. He says he's thinking about it, says he's doing it, but upon further inspection, it seems unlikely. He is keenly aware of his isolation, but not so clear on his method of communication. He has thoughts. He has imagination. He doesn't appear to have a landline or access to the post. He's just putting his vibe out in the universe in the hopes the universe does the rest.
Sounds of silence.
Oh.
Ooh, there is some silence, but not those sounds.
If you like pina colada, because it's written, it's this message to...
No.
About a girl. It's about a girl.
Which version of about a girl?
Wow, there's 81 versions.
What about Tiffany? I think we're alone now.
Okay, I think you're alone
singing
now.
In shopping
again, stop
no,
bringing your own
Tiffany,
records
sorry,
in, Dave. No, we've told you this before.
You're okay. Alone now.
All right, we get the idea. 13353 if you think you can crack the code.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
That is going to be a cracker. We have Denise Scott not coming in. She'll be on the phone telling us all about her trials and tribulations,
well,
no doubt.
And she's being on Play School, which is one of my dreams.
Good Lord. That'll frighten the kids, won't it?
No. It'll frighten the kids, did you say? Mm.
What are you saying?
Yeah, you might want to take that back, Mr. Yeah. Music Megastar.
It's going to be confronting.
Mm-hmm. Week in Review, which is something which is wonderful. We look forward to, well, I do.
Yes.
You won't look forward to so much because you haven't come off very well this week.
What do you mean?
What sort of highlights of the show?
You've
stuff,
had a bit of
it?
A low week, haven't you?
It's a bit of a pile on today, isn't it?
Wow.
It's a bit of a pile on.
Boo-hoo.
I could go and do something.
Oh, yeah?
Don't be silly.
Really?
Don't be
hang
silly.
Hang in there, man.
Yeah, all right. Hey, we're doing the
two. Who said hang in there? Song Whisperer. Did you say hang in there, man?
I said hang in there, man.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, Song Whisperer. See the support I get? Would it kill you? Just been reamed out by Michael Gadinski.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a bit flat.
All right, lots more. Plus, we're going to give away the Tempur bed.
Yeah, $10,000 worth.
All amazing. Right, let's get into it, shall we? Let's start at the top of the Song Whisperer, Jay.
This man is alone in a desolate location. He wants to contact his lover. He says he's thinking about it, says he's doing it, but upon further inspection, it seems unlikely. He is keenly aware of his isolation, but not so clear on his method of communication. He has thoughts. He has imagination. He doesn't appear to have a landline or access to the post. He's just putting his vibe out there in hopes the universe does the rest.
Okay. Oh, okay. What? You want to care to have another stab at it, Dave? Or you...
No. Sonny Boy's alone with you?
Do you want to play Tiffany again?
Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah, I do. I didn't mind it. It's kind of warming to that.
I what again?
There we go.
Oh, Tiffany. That is your secret crush, Tiffany.
She was pretty hot back in the 80s.
Sounds similar to Bell Braithwaite's new single.
Okay, does it?
Okay. All
right.
What?
Yeah. We're not in delay.
You're putting a sinister overtone onto all my comments today.
I think it sounds like Daryl.
Get me in a lot of trouble. Wow. Okay, what have we got? Are we going to do it?
Yeah, of course.
Have we got calls?
Yeah.
Reeve.
Hi, team.
Reeve. What's going on? What's the song, Reeve?
I'm on early, so I know I'm just
How do you know you're on early?
Worst case,
we might have gone through a whole bunch of other people before we got to you.
You can't win it, but if you keep your energy up, you might get a case of Big Lane. That's your best case scenario here.
No,
right?
We had a winner on Wednesday.
Oh, we did have a
first
winner who was
caller for Steelers Wheels.
Oh, that's true. Wheel, yeah.
Steelers Wheel, sorry.
Have a crack, mate.
Poor Boy by Split Ends.
I love Split Ends. I love this song. This is a good song.
Okay, he wants to contact his lover. He's in isolation.
Yeah.
He says he's thinking about it.
All right, might cover this.
It's a karaoke song.
Sure.
Please do not go near
Tim or Neil
Finn.
You were right.
No worries.
God.
Thank you, mate.
It's only so much I can take.
Hang in there, Jane.
No, I can't.
Come on. It's Friday.
It's fine.
It's a long weekend.
It's really bugging me with this music. It's terrible.
You'll be right. Trish.
Dave's had to take over.
Yeah. Is it Message in a Bottle by Sting or The Police?
Hey, that's a good suggestion. Yeah.
Message in a Bottle. Now, that does work.
Well, he wants to contact somebody, clearly.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't appear to have a landline.
Isolated. Mm. This was a very, very popular choice. No.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, Trish.
Sorry, Trish, but I'll tell you what. You've got a case of Brick Lane. You can have the pale ale.
Oh, thank you.
Good on you, Trish. You're still a winner in my eyes. I don't care. A lot of people try and drag you down in the studio, but I'm still batting away, trying to keep all the balls up in the air.
Thank you.
Andrew.
That was so sincere.
Andrew, what's the song?
Well, I'm hoping that it's Golden Earring, Radar Love.
I love this song.
I love this song too.
I love it too.
It ramps up.
Here it goes.
Yeah, turn it up.
Radar Love.
We've got a third above.
Needs more cowbell. Not correct.
Oh, I wish it had.
Andrew, we're putting you in the draw. Don't worry. We're going to put you in the draw.
Big draw for a temper bed. Bang. What could be better? Mm. Susan's on the line. Susan, song please and band.
Hi, guys. No Aphrodisiac by the Whitlams.
There's
no aphrodisiac like loneliness. Truth.
Sounds like Roger Federer on the piano.
A little bit of that, isn't it?
I beg your pardon.
It does sound a lot like Roger Federer on the piano.
Okay. Wow. Tim Friedman, Mick Malloy, just compared you to Roger Federer on piano.
I'm just saying. That's, you know, he's got the same.
I don't think so.
You always take Tim Friedman's side in all our arguments. You just do.
Of course, I do.
Sorry, Susan.
No,
not the witness.
Oh.
Sorry, Susan. No cigar, Anita. Oh, come on, Anita. You've got to be close. Get in there. What is it?
All right. I'm hoping that it's Burn For You by INXS.
How does that fit into this?
Sending a message. Can't get through.
Where's
the message? She didn't send a message. It's Burning For You.
Sorry,
Ned, I'm not being tough.
No, that's okay. It is so close, but not correct.
Oh. Anita just got scolded, I think.
But Anita said, I burn for you and I'm sending a message to you. And you go, maybe not. Mm. Maybe they're two different songs.
Message is a message, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Abby.
Hello.
What's your guess?
I would like to guess Send a Message by INXS.
Okay.
No chance. Oh, hang on. Send a Message. I hope it gets through.
That's no idea how he's going to send it.
I miss the people. I miss the fun.
Is it telepathic?
Exactly. You're right, Abby.
Abby.
Hey. Yay.
Where are you calling from, Abby?
Cowan.
Cowan? Can you tell me where the nearest train station is to Cowan?
There is actually one at Cowan.
Is there? So all right. To show off. The nearest IGA.
It's a big smoke.
Oh, IGA. Probably Hornsby.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Hornsby. Oh, you're right.
Good on you. Guess what? You're taking the chockies and you're going into the draw for the Tempur Bed. When are we doing this?
We're going to do it on about 20 minutes.
About 20 minutes. This is the best prize we've had in a
long
time.
Well done, Abby.
This bed will change your life.
Yeah. And, thanks, Tempur.
And Brick Lane for you too, Abby.
Oh, whoa.
Up next, Denise Scott.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
He knows nothing. That's all I'm going to say.
He knows it. Be very, very careful. He's a very powerful man in this industry.
Yeah, well, he's about to look stupid when I go.
Well, I'm not associating with you. We're very separate then because I respect him enormously.
Ed Sheeran and not understand that I have the same potential. Like the.
I don't know, Mick. It's a mystery.
Yeah.
Can I please? I'd love to introduce our next guest. She's on Have You Been Paying Attention on Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of the funniest people I know.
She's pretty funny. I'll give
She's great.
My God. She's done something that I am coveting and envious of, and I really would love to do it in my lifetime, has presented on Play School for Storytime, which is the biggest honour you could ever have. Please welcome to Kennedy and Malloy, Denise Scott.
You forgot the name of your own show.
I remember the Kennedy bit. I subconsciously dropped Malloy.
Editing on the run.
Hello,
there.
Denise.
Well, let's take a look through the round window and say hi to Denise Scott. How'd you go? What did you do to the kids? Did you traumatise them? What happened?
Well, no, it was, you know, it was safe environment. And, I got that. Who doesn't want to be on Play School?
Everybody now.
Have you ever done Play School, Mick?
I think I was on it as a kid.
Were you?
You were not.
Oh. What a load of crap.
No,
Denise, why on earth would you
500 metres of children who aren't mine. So there you go.
Denise, how was the experience? Did you get to play with Big Ted?
I don't think you can say that on the radio.
That's, pardon? That's all right. That's Jemima.
What happens on set stays on set.
Well, no, I did get to, have a situation with Big Ted.
So jealous. What about...
And is he big? Is it Big Ted?
What about Humpty?
He is Big Ted. Humpty didn't get to meet Jemima.
Wow.
Big Ted was my hero. So when I got told I was going to be sitting on the couch with Henny Penny, you know, it was just a little
overwhelming
bit of disappointment. No, because Henny Penny, but then I grew
she's
to
a
love
newcomer.
Henny,
mm-hmm.
beautiful Henny Penny.
Who are you on with? Was Alex Papps there? He's on occasionally.
No, it was just me and Henny Penny on the couch reading a story.
Mick's a bit envious of Papps.
I just reckon the kids would be saying, we've come on a bad day. you know when the kids get excited you might have, you know.
Funny you should mention that, Mick, because I did get some feedback, social media.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Yeah, you think you'd be safe, wouldn't you?
But you think that's a safe zone for criticism?
Yeah. Yep. And it's a beautiful story. Whitney and Brittany, Chicken Divas, Lucinda Gifford wrote a
beautiful story.
But no, this woman decided to tweet that her two-year-old did not enjoy my storytelling. And
you are joking.
And I
how do you control yourself with not telling her to piss off?
Well, who said? Who said I controlled myself? Who said I didn't go in for a savage attack of that young mother?
God, you know I love you so much and I would think nothing.
James is serious. You've wanted to be on that show for a long time, haven't you?
I have, but I have worked with the Wiggles.
Oh, here we go. This comes up. Dentist Jane.
Dentist Jane, I was. And wide, look inside. Clean those teeth and then no cavity can hide. Yes, Denise, I have been a singing dentist.
Bossy. You're still bossing the kids around. Brush your teeth. You're coming out barking orders to the kids.
Everything to me, it's everything to be on Play School, and it's a very for any actor, musician, performer.
I can make it happen,
really.
One call.
No, I don't want your help. I don't want your help.
Get Ida on the line.
You
say yes.
I go and check a Brussels sprout at Ida.
Will do it. You will do it, but you've just got to wait. Like, you know,
I have to wait my time.
I had to wait till I was 65.
Not far off, Denise. Denise, I'm very happy for you. That's brilliant. It's wonderful news.
No, you're not. I can tell it in your voice.
I am happy
really
for Denise.
Shitty.
Well, I'm always happy. I'll tell you why else I'm happy for Denise.
Why?
And we share a love of being, we've been in COVID lockdown, haven't we? You
Good
went
Lord.
To a beautician today, as I did. I didn't go for the same thing. But can Hang you on. Tell us about your visit today to a beautician?
Did I? How do you know about that? Don't tell me I tweeted about that. Did I?
No. Do you want to talk about it? Because you don't have to.
Oh,
I no, didn't talk about it.
No, I want to hear about it now.
I had sugaring done on
Sorry.
My face.
What's sugaring?
What's sugaring?
Well, sugaring's just an, I don't know, it's another
Sounds
form
like woofing
of
a donut to me.
Shush me. I'm just doing some sugaring. What sugaring is.
Well, it's in a ball.
In a ball?
It's what a ball.
This sounds like a Harry
sugar.
Styles new song, Watermelon Sugar.
Where are you? What's your life like? You're at play school now? You're sugaring down at the
Sugaring
down
sounds
the shack.
A bit exciting to me.
Yeah, it takes off your facial hair. It rips it off.
Now I'm interested.
This is not a joke. I've been... And when I got there, because I haven't seen Antonella, my sugarer, for some weeks,
Your sugar
she was
mummy.
Like,
That's not
holy true. Hell. Like, I tried to do it myself. But
they
she
nearly
said,
sent you to Jim's mowing, I heard.
It was quite some fuzz. So,
Hey, but you don't seem like a hirsute person. You seem very fair to
fair.
Me.
That's right.
Well, fair, yes, but a lot of it. And I don't want to get anyone aroused at this time on
okay.
a Friday afternoon, but yes.
Denise,
so
we will see your full sugared self on yes. Have You Been Paying Attention.
I got something to plug. What are you doing?
Night.
Are you doing a podcast or something? Are you doing
yes,
one of your Zoom concerts?
Yes, you're also on Who Do You Think You Are?
Oh, Monday night.
Yes. No, not Monday night. When am I on that? Not till the 16th.
Okay.
Yeah,
of June,
but you're also on. That is Who Do You Think You're
I'm
going to
be. I'm going to be studying you for facial hair. I will be. Hey, sugar
but
up.
You'll be on. Have you been paying attention on Monday night
yes.
after MasterChef, of course, on Channel 10? And we always love seeing you on the show. Thank you, Denise.
Good on you, Denise.
Oh, thank you, guys.
And
Thanks
congratulations on being
me.
On Play School.
Good.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
A week in review is coming up as well, but we'd like to thank Tempur Mattress people.
Tempur Mattress have
been
come
amazing.
On board. These are the best beds in the world. They've got NASA style technology.
Yeah, I got one.
They are the coup de grace. You've got one.
Amazing.
It's changed you.
It honestly.
You're on the way out.
I was.
All of a sudden, it's taken 10 years off your life. You're
you
skipping
look
to
about
work.
15 days.
My
Everything
wife.
You're getting
going
a lot
great.
Of action.
Right.
You are really, you know.
Hang on. We don't need to hear about that.
But it is. A, it's
creepy.
A game changer. This is a bed like none other. So
I know so many people have got them.
Oh, they're amazing.
We,
so do I.
Obviously, this is someone who's sponsoring our show, but I can say, free of anything, everyone I know who's got one of these beds goes, what the hell is that?
And also, in these
changer.
Days too, we totally appreciate Tempur mattresses for and Tempur beds for sponsoring us, which is a very
it's
important
very
time.
Very tough at the moment.
And we
out
very
there.
Appreciate
and
it.
Can we say
now,
this? We love our listeners, and our listeners give so much to our show, so it's great to give something back.
Yeah.
Jay,
yes.
you've got some finalists.
I have. So, I've got five finalists on hold right now.
Right.
So these are from listeners. We said every listener who got through goes into the draw.
Yep. From the week.
Who have you got? So,
I have got, well, I'm not going to say all the names, but I'm just going to go through them randomly, and I'm going to go to Kim.
Kim.
Let's go
Hello.
To Kim.
Oh,
Kim is in Newcastle. Hello, Kim. You're a finalist.
Awesome. Hey, guys. How you going?
Very
Kim, thank
good.
You. We
Are
spoke
you
to you this week.
I am. You have no idea how excited I am. Oh. I need a bed so bad.
Oh, you
really
bed.
Do?
Really do.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, Kim, we have to reminisce because were you trying to think of the Song Whisperer song? Is that correct?
Yes, I was.
Oh. All right.
Oh, hang on a second.
And you did that.
Hang on. What? Oh, no, this is coming back to me now.
Yeah.
I think. Oh, no, Kim.
What?
Can we play, could you play Kim's bit, please, from the show?
Okay.
I don't think this is going to go well for Kim.
This is from Wednesday show.
Wednesday show. Did you hear my version of Puddle of Mud's version of Nirvana's version of
Nirvana.
About a Girl?
I did. It wasn't the best end to a day, but yeah.
Kim, we're in power together.
A
we
case
are.
Of Brick Lane has cost
it
you.
Has not.
No, it has.
I'm allowed to give out Brick Lane as well.
One for having taste.
Wow.
Okay, okay, so
sorry,
Kim, you were very critical. You were very critical of Mick's cover version of Puddle of Mud's cover version of Nirvana's cover version.
I was.
And that was very brave of you.
Do you how do you feel about it now? What? How do you feel about it
I know
now?
You regret
I feel
it.
Like, I feel like I should have said something different, and maybe it's more the theme song for 2020. Because that's how bad it is.
Kim, stop right now.
What?
Because the reason...
Yes.
The reason
why... Don't do this, Jane.
Kim.
Jane, don't do this.
You're a sister.
Jane.
We're in this together.
I'm warning you, Jane.
You were critical of Mick's cover, and because of that, Kim, you have won the Tent of Metal.
$10,000 worth.
Go, Kim.
You got the Queen mattress, the King mattress protector, the Queen adjustable base, two temper pillows, nothing feels, supports, and a
You were so worried, Kim.
Like that's the best thing you've ever done.
We've got another one to give away next week.
Hey, guess what? We do the whole thing again next week.
Next
week,
we do.
One to give away.
Well done to you, Kim. Hey, it's been a big week on the show. Matty Dow on the Pots and Pans puts together what we call the Week in Review. Here it is, Kennedy Malloy.
We started off a huge week of international music exclusives, recapping the weekend's Rob Thomas virtual garage session.
Here's the thing. I was starting to sing, and there's this beautiful person right now. You have this beautiful dog on your lap right now.
This is Chloe.
Chloe, this one's for you, Chloe.
Something's in this. He didn't sing to the chicks, he sang to the dogs, which is how much do you think we love him more?
Jane had this addition to the list of things that won't be coming back after the coronavirus.
Tango lessons, seriously.
That's gone. Especially the bit with the rose between your teeth. What about your little red dress which your girlfriends used to borrow? That's out too,
yes,
isn't it? Because
no,
your red dress was your get a root. Was it your root dress? Kissing.
Not a root, it was kissing.
And caller Jenny had this suggestion.
Bras? Why should we wear it when ISO's over?
That's kind of a humble brag, Jenny. If you, like, don't need to wear a bra, that must mean you have nice, pert little breasts, do you?
Well, I wouldn't say that.
As long as it doesn't encourage that National Geographic.
Show regular Limo joined us.
Now fully open across the country, beauty therapists. Spare a thought, because it's been 10 weeks. They will be seeing things that can't be unseen.
Some of those girls should be going to Jim's mowing. I would have thought.
The questionable amnesia purchases continued to arrive at Jane's.
All right.
It's a blender.
You're being silly.
It's a blender.
It is not.
It's for individual on the run protein shakes. And I bought.
You need to stop that.
Yeah.
We're going to have a Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy hit on the head garage sale.
We pulled out the temperature gun Tuesday for Mick's return to the studio.
I'm a cool, balmy 34 and a half. Dave's on the cusp.
I'm 36 and a half. Good, right. Mick has undone his pants and he's now checking the temperature of his.
That's a balmy 42 and a half downstairs. Do I win a fluffy toy?
With news of AI replacing journalists at Microsoft, we tested the technology on the infamous Mick and Olivia Newton-John Kaniki incident.
You lost a cast member this week. Did you from Greece?
Jeff?
Jeff, yeah. Oh, pardon me.
I don't know.
I may have called
Has
it
he
too.
Passed away? I hope he.
No, he's very ill.
Pardon
he's
me. Very.
Sorry.
No, he was married to my sister and she's been in there and he's not doing very well.
Okay.
It's very sad.
Sorry to hear that.
Suggestions kept rolling in on what's not coming back after the pandemic.
Sitting on Sanders' knee.
Oh my God, that's not such a bad thing.
Oh, let's pop the town drunk in an old suit. Hand over our most cherished asset and put him in the hands of a bloke who I've never heard of.
Grey-haired, boozing old bloke with a beard.
In fact,
what are you doing at Christmas,
Mick?
That's got Mickey written all over it.
With the return of Big Brother next Monday on 7, we caught up with host Sonia Kruger.
We shot this at a place in Sydney called Quarantine Station, which is ironic, right?
To me, it was one of the first reality TV shows which really took off. Mm. You've got the turkey slaps.
Yeah, the dancing doona.
You've got the dancing doona. You've got the chicken dance.
Tom Bellart shared some audience tips for the return to comedy clubs.
Please. Don't laugh at any of the jokes. That opens your mouth and that spreads a lot of droplets everywhere, okay? Treat your mouth like a wet market, all right? Don't lower your expectations. A little less Chris Rock, Jerry Seinfeld. Expect a little more Tom Ballard, Mick Malloy.
Jane revealed her new hobby.
I'm crocheting.
Oh, my God.
I had to go to the knitting wool shop and it just opened after coronavirus and I was standing outside with a lot of old ladies.
Yeah, you've been absolutely spring chicken down at me.
Anyway, this lady told me that she had to come in because she had slippery needles. And I said, haven't we all?
The Microsoft-inspired AI show replacement tests continued Wednesday.
Here's how it might sound.
Dave, did you really go Indian for Mother's Day?
I did.
What's wrong with that?
What's that? No Indian is not special, mate.
Of course
it is. Yes, it is special.
Thank you, Jane.
Jane. Number 46.
I'm a strictly suburban operator, all right.
Did you have any wine?
Liz and I had a Corona each.
A dee.
Nothing says Indian like Coronas.
The robot brings more life and colour to Dave than the original.
Jane was keen to get to the bottom of a certain 70s photograph of Sherbet with Daryl Braithwaite.
Do you remember posing with just soap suds covering your bits?
But Jane.
What the hell?
That's all from 1975.
I know. I can't stop looking at it.
You tell us the 70s because there's so much hair involved. Good to see you've got a little mullet downstairs as well.
Exactly right, Mick.
We revisited ScoMo's front lawn incident with Charlie Pickering.
10,000 Australians.
Can everyone get off the grass, please?
Sure. Let's just move back from.
Hey, guys, I've just reseeded that.
Yeah, please, sorry, off the man. Thing. It's all good. Thanks. And I was talking about the first home loan deposit team.
You're about to make a major announcement.
ScoMo handled it so well, it could only have been
really
better
did.
If he said, and I am here to reseed the economy.
But we finish this week in review off with yet another mammoth exclusive for the show this week.
It's like the natural evolution of a song till it gets to the zenith high point.
Right? The world premiere.
Better be good.
Unless you're really into music, a lot of what I'm up to might go over your
head. We wouldn't understand.
A mixed cover of Puddle of Mudd's cover of Nirvana's cover of their own song, About a Girl.
But I can see you every night, Mickey.
Not bad. Terrible.
Like Gollum from The Lord of the Rings.
Gary Goo says, that will definitely go down in the anal music history.
Damien Pitt says, not how I'd do it, Mickey.
Ruthie says, sounds like a dog dragging its nuts over sandpaper. Oh, my ears are bleeding.
Lee Sales.
Mick's version was groundbreaking. I think the ground I can hear breaking is Kurt Cobain rolling in coffin.
Michael Gadinski.
Oh. I suggest you're in Dennis Adler now, you. You're taking the piss out of yourself.
You're not
I'm sorry.
I do. Yeah, baby, I do.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, if you missed any of today's show, the podcast, that'll be up in about 10, 15 minutes. You can download that.
Great stuff. Can I just interrupt
you? Oh, yeah?
Well, I have to say on the podcast, there's going to be something that comes up because I predicted this. I predicted there would be a car crash. It made me feel uncomfortable at the time.
What are we talking about?
Oh, well, it was you during, we were talking
Gone
about
Wild.
Gone Wild. Yeah. And you suggested that Jim's mowing might be handy to have with regard to all the animals that the dogs.
Oh, I said before they could put down dogs. Jim's put
this
down.
It's a terrible thing.
Yeah, and I didn't approve.
And you didn't mean that, by the way.
When you tune in to our podcast and you hear some advertisements, this is what happens.
Yeah, this is what happened yesterday.
Take it back. You don't
we know
mean
you
that.
Don't mean it.
I know you
Jim's
don't.
Jim's put down. Jim's,
no.
Jim's dumping service.
Don't associate Jim with your creepy idea.
Turn your microphone off. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Are you ready for a career change? How about a Jim's Mowing franchise? Right now, we're looking for new franchisees, and with guaranteed work, why not make the move?
Thank you, Jim's, for sponsoring our show.
Thank you.
And it is for the good of humankind.
I think Jim's will see how that's value added. Jim will probably, Jim's mowing. Jim will probably call and offer me a position on the board in marketing.
Jim's is going to double down and I'll be the new CEO.
He better not pinch my ideas.
Jim's probably filthy.
Let us be nice to Jim's. How about that?
Do you know what? I think he's getting ahead
Let's
of himself.
Let's be respectful.
He's getting ahead of himself. I saw he changed the name to James Mowing. And I go, Jim. You used to be a man of the people.
Jim, who do you...
Sir James.
Who would you like
Sir James
to trust?
Mowing.
Right, okay.
Who would you like to trust in this situation? Mick Malloy or me? We bow to you. Thank you, Jim's Mowing.
Yeah, well, you'll be... Whatever.
No.
We do love Jim.
We love Jim.
And his mowing.
And everyone down
we
there.
Do.
Jim's Mowing.
Yeah. We love all our sponsors. Thank you very much.
What about Temper? We gave a Temper bed to...
Oh, my God. Him.
Kim, who was flat out rude to me.
Kim from
And then rude to my face. And then you went, ha ha,
have a bed. But I loved
the
fact that Kim was so shocked.
Yeah.
Well, judging by Kim's personality, I'd say she'll be in that bed on her own. It'd be
a terrible
hard.
Thing to say.
Pardon me. Again,
probably cry herself to sleep every night going, why can't I be nicer to people?
We are trying so hard on this show to.
Jeez, you've made some enemies today.
Listeners. And I'm trying. I'm doing my best, everyone. Please
Denise
help me.
Scott.
Do I need a GoFundMe page to help me working with you? That's how I feel.
Yeah, I'll chip in.
All right.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Well, we're laughing that you wore two T-shirts in one day and didn't know why.
Okay, Joe.
It felt tight.
I explained it. I put on a black T-shirt and then I put on my hoodie.
Which had the T-shirt still
inside.
There's
a few still things about it. There's a few things.
I got to work and I was going,
up.
Gee, my T-shirt's tight. Yeah, I'm putting on weight. But
there's
I wasn't. I had a T-shirt inside a T-shirt.
Mm.
You also, look, I'm going to say it, all right? You embarrassed, as a member of the Kennedy Malloy team, I'm one half, and I take music very seriously, and I feel like you're mocking the music industry, especially going to somebody with who we should have such respect as Michael Gadinsky. Mm. And you played your cover of a cover of a cover of Nirvana's song.
Yeah.
Bad a girl, and you played it to Michael Gadinsky in the hope that he would release it, or what's I don't even know.
I gave him first crack at it, Jane.
Yeah,
he got
to
first.
What? Release an album of live
tracks.
But that's
out of courtesy.
But he thought you were fair income. He thought, oh, you're brilliant.
He really did. And I've never heard. This is fair income. We rang Michael Gadinsky and ran it by him. And here's his reaction.
You've never heard him speechless before, have you?
I've never heard him speechless. Let's have a listen to his reaction to hearing Mick's song for the first time.
Wow. Michael? Hello?
Hello. I suggest you're in Dennis Handlin now. Is that really your voice?
That's my voice. And by the way, that's the remix when I went back to the studio and added some cowbell, which I think just puts it over the top.
You've got a huge, successful career. You're a multi... You want a whammy? That is an absolute piece of crap.
Okay, when someone like Michael is palming you off, so Mushroom Records is palming you off to Sony, to Dennis Handlin, and I don't think Dennis would take you.
Dennis, give us a call. Warner Music.
No, Dennis is not going to take your call, I'll tell you what.
Billy McLeod.
No one's going to take
Billy Pinnell. You still keep up with Billy Pinnell.
I do keep up with Billy Pinnell. No, Billy would
no one knows more about music than Billy Pinnell.
You want to know someone who's frank? Forget the voice. He's not turning his chair around.
So Billy Pinnell would hate
Guy Sebastian, by the way, is coming on the
Guy
show.
Guy is not turning his chair around for you.
Guy Sebastian,
if he does,
he wants me in his camp.
Well,
I can go the whole
we're going
way.
To talk to Guy next week about your song. If he turns around and says your song's all right, he's gone off my list.
Why can't you support
me? No, I can't be happy for you because because it's not your passion.
Yeah,
I'm recording Wonderwall next week.
If you do, I am going to personally call one of those brothers.
The Gallaghers,
And Sting. I'm going to call Sting. I'm going to do Fields of Gold.
I'm going to call Noel Gallagher.
Fields of Gold.
And also Sting, who's a friend of mine.
It's not a friend of yours, Jane.
He is a friend of mine.
Oh, my God. What, did you sit next to him and Tom Cruise at one of your fancy dinner parties, did you?
You don't know anything about me.
Oh, I do.
I'm a woman of mystery.
How would that sound, though, Fields of Gold?
I know you've got slippery needles. You said as much yourself.
If you say, I have slippery needles again, don't sing a word. Don't sing a word.
Hey, Mickey.
If you put the word Mickey into Fields of Gold, I'll kill you.
Oh, this is it.
That could be
Maddie,
your
fire up the wheels of steel.
It's
I'm coming
on.
Straight
That's
in
not
there.
Fair. It's not fair.
Give me the cowbell,
Dave. It's a beautifully
Dave.
Composed
this is
song.
Going all the way.
Fields of Gold is about a song. Sting was driving with his wife. They were driving along and they saw this wheat and it was all golden. And they went, oh, he goes, I think I'll write a song about that. How poignant.
Mickey.
How romantic.
Dave, do it in time.
And you have just brought it down to the lowest common denominator. It's a beautiful musical. Look,
this is my karaoke
understand.
Song.
You're not a musician. Shut up. You're not a musician.
Have
a karaoke, you little have fun guy. Have your karaoke song. You're just so flippant with your karaoke songs. They change like the wind.
We should have a karaoke night.
That's a great idea.
Let's have a Kennedy Malloy karaoke night. I'll do my karaoke song.
That will be. Let's do it.
All right,
You're
everybody.
On.
Hey, massive
have a good weekend.
Next
Monday
week.
Off.
Yeah, back on Tuesday here with Tom Gleeson, Merrick Watts, Ross Noble as well. That's next week's Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy.